We'd also like to say we're so glad to be here with Brother Shields at his fine church. Brother Cavanagh, it's good to see him again. And certainly have enjoyed the teaching ministry of our Brother Ballastero. We're glad to see Brother Dyson again. I feel real honored to be the one that would be asked to open the gates of Brother Hughes. If you will pardon me just a moment. Almost 30 years ago, as a boy, I heard him speak, Brother Hughes. And I'll never forget the first sermon that I heard him preach. And I don't think he'll ever forget me either. Because I was a country boy, raised in the cotton patch. All we knew and were taught just to worship God and let go and let God have his way. Of course, I thought in those days that one of the main things in the service was to holler amen. I think I got so frequent with my amens and being so loud they couldn't hear the sermon very good. But Brother Hughes has always had a very unique way of doing things. And I suppose he thought if I didn't stop, he might as well. So he said, now don't any of you folks get offended at this young man back here saying amen. Praise the Lord. I happened to be fortunate enough or something to catch on to what he meant. Praise the Lord. And from then on, I began to try to direct my amen at the right time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I didn't know then you could say amen at the wrong, up until then you could say amen at the wrong time. I appreciate the fellowship and the acquaintance that we've had with Brother Hughes over the years. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think it's wonderful that God has allowed Brother Hughes to be with us in this service. Praise the Lord. Here's a little thought I'd like to call your attention to for just a few minutes in the third chapter of the book of Philippians, long about verse 10. I believe we find these words, I may know him, the fellowship of his suffering, the power of his resurrection, being made conformable unto his death. I'd like to speak to you or testify to you just a little bit about a thought I feel that God gave me one time on final victory. Praise the Lord. I'm sure that we Pentecostal people that have been filled with the Spirit and believe in the victory, we really enjoy having the victory. And in fact, we have come to realize and to know that our defeat, our success depends upon whether we do have the victory or not. Praise the Lord. We like to think of the time that the Lord Jesus Christ gave us a victory in our lives that we were made conscious of. And put a spirit within us that makes us to know when we do have the victory and when we do not have it. Praise the Lord. And as we walk through this world and meet the various things of life, we either fall a victim of the circumstance or the thing that we're confronted with, or we become a victor. Praise the Lord.
believe it is the will of God for us to become victims.
Because I read the statement of the Apostle Paul that he said, man, all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I don't read anywhere back there anywhere in the Bible until I see that Jesus came out of the grave, came out of death with the key of death and hell in his hand, that he might give to you and to me and to everyone that will believe of victory that he's righteous for us. Praise the Lord.
You know, there's been times that when I was confronted with a trial or a temptation that I wanted to shun it. I drew back from it. I was afraid to face it. Amen.
But I'm so glad that there are a few that I can look back and think of victory.
I'm so glad, Lord, that you held my hand until I got through that.
Yes. Lord, if it hadn't have been for you, what would I have done? I would have gone down in defeat. So I may feel the desire, though I may have attempted. Lord, if it had not been for you, I would have been defeated. But in spite of my thankfulness and appreciation, maybe with just in a few hours or a few days, I was confronted with another battle, another trial, because all of those victories that we win here are mostly temporarily. Temporarily. Praise the Lord. For instance, we can think of the man that made the statement I took as a thought. He got the victory over being stoned and left for dead.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Praise the Lord. He had the victory over being hungry. He had the victory over false brethren. I had the victory over many, many things. But that was not the victory that he spoke of when he said that I may know him in the fellowship of his suffering and the power of his resurrection being made conformable unto his death. But friend, that awaits for you and me yonder in the future. Yonder in the future, the time when the Lord himself is going to descend from heaven or from the sky with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel and the dead in Christ is going to rise first. That live every day are going to be changed in a moment in the quickening of an hour and be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Thank God for that victory. Praise the Lord. We'll not have to think of another time of having to face the battles, the obstacles, and the various things of this world, because a final victory is a complete victory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our victories here are incomplete. They're just a part of that victory and the prize of the mark of the high calling that we're passing forward to. And I'm so glad that Jesus has won that victory for us. Thank you. My heart tonight longs for the time I can hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many. Praise the Lord. May God bless these few words to your heart. Give you courage and give you strength in the day that we live in. We have a wonderful truth, a wonderful message to testify to and to proclaim to the world. Let's be faithful unto him that has committed to us such a wonderful trust. God bless you.